go through a Metallica patch, Diane?
I appreciate Metallica.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, good answer. Your old buddy Tom York's got a new album today.
I see that. I haven't listened yet. Have you?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to. It's a solo album.
Yep, it's going to be interesting, I think.
Diane was a singer on one of Radiohead's earlier albums. Tom York's got a new one called Anima. And the other thing, of course, which I'm going to talk to you about, how's it going?
Pretty good. Have you seen the promo clip?
I haven't. No, it's going to make me too emotional. So Diane is one of the various New Zealand singers and musicians involved in the 40th anniversary performance of Neil Young's Live Rust, which is going to Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch in August. You've had a rehearsal?
We had one rehearsal. It was very quickly put together. It was very interesting because we had to have a rehearsal with Liam Finn. Liam was in LA. So the promoters wanted to get a nice sort of clip of us all playing, including Liam. So the way we did it, we were all set up in the studio in Auckland at Roundhead. Liam was in his house in LA. He didn't hear us, but we had to play along to him over Skype. It was really interesting because there was a real lag. So we were kind of playing, and then all of a sudden it would slow down and speed up, and I think we did pretty well.
Yeah.
It's a really cool clip, actually. It's amazing. So you see Liam on the little Skype clip screen and us in the studio, and Liam's absolutely going for it on the guitar.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty fun so far.
It's going to be my birthday week, actually. Or 6th of August, Wellington, 8th of August in Christchurch, and 9th of August, the Civic in Auckland. And tomorrow on the show, just after 1 o'clock, I'm going to play you John Toogood's version of Old Man.
Oh, great. That was fun.
I had no idea about this. New Zealand was the only country where Neil Young's Live Rust went to number one.
Amazing, hey?
Yeah.
New Zealand has a pretty incredible history. I mean, some of the most unlikely songs have stayed at on the charts in New Zealand. It hasn't happened in other countries. I think that's a great thing.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this concert. Like I say, it's too much for me to even think about at the moment.
Me too.
It's like my dream.
Me too.
But you have been listening to Kate Le Bon.
I have.
I received this email from my producer, Caitlin, earlier. Like any person my age, my immediate question is Kate Le Bon related to Simon Le Bon? She is not. Maybe, were you going to tell me this, or can I share it?
I wasn't going to, no.
Okay. Born Kate Timothy, she credits her stage name as a joke that went too far. The specifics are forgotten, but she thinks she was watching the Brit Awards one year and Simon Le Bon was on and her boyfriend started teasing her and put Kate Le Bon on a poster that he was making for a show, and it stuck.
Love it.
I haven't come across her before. Tell me about it.
Kate is from Wales, and that's, to me, part of her appeal, is the way she sings in a very strong Welsh accent. Mm-hmm. I can't resist that.
Yeah.
This is her fifth full-length album. She's basically, this one is the one that's kind of got all the critics raving and on the top lists of 2019. Seems as though everything's kind of come together for her on this album. She's also a really talented producer. She produced the last Deer Hunter album, which is pretty cool, very, very credible. Mm. She's LA-based, even though she's from Wales, but this album, it was written over a year where she was on a residency in Cumbria learning how to make furniture. In the Lake District over that year, and she wrote the album over that year, and it seems as though it was a pretty solitary, lonely year for her.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's a really creative being. She's toured New Zealand a few times in small venues and sold out her last tour. She toured, I think, around April this year. So listeners probably would have heard about her on RNZ quite a bit. There's a lovely interview with her in April when she kind of just stumbled off the plane and spoke to Music 101.
Oh, great.
About
Have you seen her?
I couldn't get into that. I couldn't get into the shows because I had another show on the night that she played in Auckland, so I was gutted. Mm-hmm. But she's incredibly creative, so I'm very interested to see her live.
And so it's about a month old, this album?
Maybe about 3 weeks, yeah. And it's showing up on all the best of lists, so that's really, very cool.
Oh, great. Let's get a track on.
Sure.
So this is her. Anything you want to say to introduce the song? Great, great, great title for the song.
Well, I thought, when I first heard it, I thought she was just singing sad news, but it's actually sad nudes.
Yeah.
So listen out for the beautiful pronunciation of mountain.
Okay, here it comes.
have to lose. Comes the news.
Yeah, it's great. It sounds, what's the right word here? It's sort of like underproduced?
Yeah, this is probably more produced than some of her stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm sitting in the lounge and they're playing around me.
Beautiful. I love that sound. Really deconstructed kind of playing like parts of the songs and lovely instrumentation. A few people have picked up on the fact that they think it sounds rather Aldous Harding, some of the album, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And the reason is that Kate has been a long time collaborator with Stephen Black on saxophone and Hugh Evans, who actually tours with Aldous. So Kate had them first. So I just want to say that.
Okay. Hugh Evans, I think, is her.
I didn't want to say so, but I believe so.
Well, I only know that because of that anecdote I was reading about Simon Le Bon earlier.
Yeah. Yes, so that's, so they do share players on the same record. And I guess there's also that kind of folk kind of element to it as well, and the very, very quirky aspect to both of their.
I was going to say, because aside from Meldis, it's hard to connect her to much that's out there.
Yeah, so when I'm listening to the album, I'm hearing stuff that I really love, kind of from that late 80s post-punk kind of New York scene. Like, I can hear there's some very angular guitar lines that she plays. I can hear a bit of Tom Verlaine and a little bit of early Talking Heads playfulness, and there's even, to me, sort of a bit of kind of Welsh Debbie Harry going on there.
And cool.
I must say that there's a few songs that kind of remind me a little bit of Cocteau Twins too. So those are kind of elements of a lot of stuff that I love. So it's really fun. This album is called Reward, and I kind of feel like it is one. The more you listen to it, it kind of gets in, which is very nice when an album grows on you.
Yeah. And how does it compare to her previous albums?
I just think it's more, so it's still idiosyncratic and quirky, but it's perhaps more polished. The instrumentation there's a lot of beautiful keyboards, and just the way it's all put together is, it's just really, really come together, I think.
Mm. Now, someone ratted you out this week, Diane.
Why? What did I do?
Have you seen this before?
Thanks, I have seen that before, yes.
Yeah. I encourage listeners who'd like to know what the voice of Diane Swan looks like in person.
In the olden days.
To check out a video called As the Sun Goes
Interesting
Down.
Interesting spot just there, Jesse. I'm in front of the Rainbow Warrior weeks before it was blown up, or days before it was blown
Whoa.
Up. Yeah. So that's actually pretty amazing. Just there. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's pretty historic.
She's walking along the waterfront next to a boat with Greenpeace on it.
With a hat on.
Yeah. That is cool. That was Ben that you have to thank.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben, is that Ben King?
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, Ben King. Great. What year would that have been then, 1987?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It's all a bit of a blur, you know.
Vintage Diane Swan, head to YouTube and Google As the Sun Goes Down.
Everything That Flies.
It's a nice video. You're just wandering around with the camera on you. Oh, this is cool. I didn't look at the whole thing earlier. Okay, I've been distracted now. As the Sun Goes Down. Shall we play one more of Kate's then?
I think so. I think, you know, it's the album is full of lovely songs, but I just picked a couple ones that haven't been played a lot on RNZ, and this one's called Here It Comes Again.
Okay. Diane Swan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jesse.
Here It Comes. There, isn't there? That was Kate Le Bon, and she's got a pretty new album which is called Reward, which you can look up if you like the sound of that.